Editor. Am I spent? Yes. Am I happy? Yes. Have I finally thawed? Yes. We have all experienced or witnessed events during our lives that have made our hearts sing or break. Births, deaths, weddings, funerals, loss, concerts, sporting events, natural disasters, health incidents, and travel to name but a few. The latest, a global pandemic, has captured our attention and brought us to our knees, while at times dividing us. Some experiences, however, are so unique and so apart from all the others that they remain indelible and cordoned off in our minds, lifting us up as we scramble for words to describe them. Such was my time during the filming and on the set of The Last of Us. One of those once-in-a-lifetime unexpected happenings that I feel compelled to chronicle. No fireworks or trips to the moon on gossamer wings, but rather a profound sense of gratitude for the little insignificant moments in my life of being a part of the biggest movie and TV series production that has ever occurred in the film industry in Canada. Albeit a small part the size of a speck on some faraway galaxy, nonetheless, I was a part of this spectacle from HBO. Even if my part ends up on the cutting room floor, like Love, it can't be taken away from me. And perhaps, never duplicated. On Wednesday, November 17, we were outside in frigid temperatures for about 6 hours of our 12-hour day. Thursday, November 18, was a 13-hour day, being outdoors about the same amount of time in minus 10 Celsius temperature with a bone-chilling breeze. Sincere thanks to the wonderful folks at HBO who treated even the lowliest persons in the pecking order, me being one, as if we were the primary stars. Verna Corky, Canmore.